The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. A lottery ticket owned by a laborer wins over $8 million. Wow, how sweet it must be. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be nice? You could indeed sit back and say, I've got it made. Yes, I can build a house on the shore where the waves come pounding in, and I can travel, and I can take it easy. I'm sure that the majority of the people would think that way. Man, I'm rich. And I think the majority of the people say, I want to be rich. Unfortunately, most people don't understand what being rich means. And so we want to look at the rich life, the richness of life. Our Lord Jesus points out it's not in lottery tickets, it's not in stock market, it's not in bank accounts, it's not in property, it's not in any material thing, really. That's not being rich. That may mean that you're very poor. For all of these things are material things. You see, this question about real riches of life came about when a man came to Jesus and says, Jesus, will you please tell my brother to divide the inheritance? You'll find out when you get out in the ministry that sometimes the inheritance division can be very sticky. It's one of the touchy subjects in families at times. This man thought, hey, I'll get Jesus to tell my brother to really give me my part. Jesus said, who appointed me to be a judge here? After all, don't you understand that life does not consist in the abundance of things possessed? That's not what most people think. They think the more they've got, the richer they are. And then Jesus says, I want to give you an example. There was a man, and did he have a crop? He just had more than he knew what to do with. His land produced like never before. And he had all of this grain, all of this wonderful produce. What to do with it? Oh, he knew what to do with it. Tore down his little old shanty barns and built great big ones and filled them full. Take it easy, old man. Live it up. You've got a lot for a long time. I'm rich and I love every minute of it. Jesus said that night, God said, you fool, you crazy mixed up character. You got everything wrong because you know what? Tonight you're dying. And then all of these things that you thought were wealth will come to someone else. It is that way. And I think that a few people, not necessarily did they have to die, but a few people found out in the last couple years how quickly wealth can disappear and fade away. There have been a lot of millionaires who are paupers, and there are a lot of big companies that were supposed to be absolutely indestructible that went out of business and are still struggling, like Harvester, for instance. Things change so rapidly. These are material things. They're not real riches. In fact, they can be the cause of folly. Thou fool! The word fool really means you mixed up, crazy individual. You got everything wrong. Your sights are wrong. Your goals are wrong. Your objectives are wrong. You're using what is given as a service. You're making that the number one thing. that which God has given you, that you make your God. The epistle that accompanies this gospel points out, St. Paul says, mentions the sins, a whole list of them, among them covetousness, and he says, which is idolatry. Now, you don't have to have a million necessarily to make this mistake. There are a lot of people who don't have anything that are covetous for a great deal. You may be on food stamps. You may even be a student at Concordia Seminary. And you may even be a pastor in a congregation to make the mistake. You know, it's so easy to do. We've got to keep our sights straight. Jesus said the person who is really rich is not the one who lays up treasures for himself for his own selfish aggrandizement and satisfaction and pleasure, but is the one who is rich toward God. Really, if you look at the Greek and you see the grammar of it, really rich in God, toward God as the source and the object of riches. And that is so true. Life without God is absolutely empty. I'm sure the preacher of old would say, yes, all this wealth seeking is vanity. It is, for it's so empty. Life doesn't consist in that. Jesus said, 10 of John, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And again, Jesus said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. There can be no life, there can be no riches, if we are not right with God. For you see, sin has robbed us of our real wealth, the inheritance of life, of eternal life. And it is only when we are restored back to the Heavenly Father, back to our God, that we can say, yes, I am an heir, a joint heir with Christ, an heir of eternal life, the fullness of life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, who by his sacrifice of his life and his suffering and death, he made it possible. He redeemed us. He brought us back unto our Heavenly Father. By his glorious resurrection, he sealed this riches, this great and wonderful blessing of life that we have in God and God alone. When we have that, then we're rich. And it is our Lord Jesus Christ who seals that to us. And I'm willing to say that this morning there are literally millions of people who have nothing of this world's goods, or very little, in various parts of this earth, struggling and suffering, who are wealthier than the wealthiest magnet in the land of plenty, because they have Jesus Christ, and they are rich in God. Christ is our life, and Christ is our riches. He seals the inheritance of life to us now and forever. And in a wonderful, special way, and never forget it, he seals it to us so directly. He does it real soon now in the Blessed Sacrament. What is this? Forget all of your cares and your problems. I have suffered and died. I gave my body, I shed my blood, that it's all removed, and you have life again. You're restored and forgiven. And I come to you, my body and my blood, the very body and blood given and shed. Receive it, believe it, and be rich. Very, very rich. In God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.